consistency doesn't need to be big. When you hear from mega famous and successful people that they got there by being consistent, you might find yourself thinking that means they spent hours every day practicing or bettering themselves and never took a day off. Thinking this, or doing it, is not realistic or sustainable. But it sure is easy to think that it's the only way to be consistent. Really, consistency isn't always about the big things. Sure, it's about not giving up, but that can have so many meanings which are all valid. For example, say your goal is to lose weight and become healthier. Every moment of every day can't realistically or healthily be dedicated to losing weight, but you can surely spend a lot of time becoming healthier. With that scenario, think about what health means to you. Eating healthier and exercising more, sure. But as you probably know, physical and mental health go hand in hand. And luckily, there are many small ways to work on both. Even if it seems small, a bunch of small things combined make something big and worthwhile. Eating organic, home-cooked meals every day can seem impossible if you're used to processed foods and fast food. Instead of setting your goal as completely eliminating fast food, try limiting yourself to one less than healthy meal a week, or having a meat-free dinner once or twice a week. When you set and achieve smaller goals like this, you're showing yourself that your bigger goals are doable, and you're getting closer to them too. Going to the gym all the time can feel like an incomprehensible step when you're used to a sedentary lifestyle. Instead, try going for small walks a few times a week. It's recommended that you get 60 minutes of exercise every day, but this doesn't mean that it must all be done at once, or all in the same way. If you don't go to the gym today, try doing some yoga and going for a walk. There are plenty of beginner's yoga videos online that will meet you where you're at. We've covered the physical parts of consistency pertaining to a healthier lifestyle, but what about the mental ones? Maybe you're tired out from a long day and just can't get in those 60 minutes of exercise. Here's a secret. That's okay. Consistency doesn't have to look the same every day either. You can be consistent with yourself in multiple ways. Instead of scrolling through your phone after a long day, try reading a book or meditating. If you aren't used to doing either of those things, they will be difficult at first. But like anything, a start is a start, and once you start, you'll find yourself wanting to do it more and more. When you notice yourself mindlessly scrolling, try putting on some meditation music and setting a timer for 10 minutes. Meditation helps you be more in tune with yourself. 10 minutes might not seem like much, but tons of research has been done on the benefits of it. You've probably heard millionaires talk about meditating in the morning. Some do it for 5 minutes. Some dedicate more time to meditation. Either way, you're reaping the benefits by just sitting with yourself and clearing your head for a few minutes. The same can be said for reading a book. There are clear benefits, and you can start out with just a few minutes per day. These are just a couple of habits you could pick up. Journaling or spending time in nature instead of in your home are some more good ones, both of which you can do for as long or as short as you feel like. Building self-improvement habits like these will help you feel more motivated and more capable of your bigger goals, like eating healthier and losing weight. When you take baby steps instead of diving headfirst into a new territory, you're setting yourself up for success with consistency.